This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and big news out of the Big Ten. Well, Jim Harbaugh finally going back to the NFL. There was something that he's been flirting with for the last few years. Whether it was the Vikings, whether it was the Broncos, Vikings 2 years ago, Broncos last year. Well, it is the Los Angeles Chargers. He is headed to the Chargers. The news came out late Wednesday night that Harbaugh is leaving the University of Michigan. Now, we still have to wait to see who he's taking with him. Speculation, he's going to be taking DC mentor with him, along with Jay Harbaugh, his son. Who else is going to go? I don't know. Also, Greg Roman to be the offensive coordinator, which I think, on a side note, it's going to be really good for a young man like Justin Herbert, because Roman, he's the guy, he architected the whole offense with Colin Kaepernick, and he's also the guy that jump-started Lamar Jackson's career when it looked like he was going to be a bust. Roman came in, redesigned the Ravens offense, and turned him into something. That being said, Jim Harbaugh on his way to the NFL. What does this mean for Michigan and the Big Ten? Well, for Michigan, it means you no longer have to deal with the game of, is he coming back? Is he leaving? When is he going? Is he happy? Contract's been sitting on his desk for a long time. There were conflicting media reports all through this whole time where, you know, was he in L.A.? Was he actually in Ann Arbor? Come to find out that he was actually in L.A. with his wife, and they cemented it. They got it done. Speculation also says the contract's been on his desk for a long time, and I believe that. Michigan did everything they could to get him back. Now, here's what's going to happen. Ward Manuel's going to be looked at as the bad guy here. I don't think he is, and I can't believe I'm sitting here defending Ward Manuel because I don't think he's a very good athletic director. But when it comes to this, he did everything that he could. He did everything, put the contract on Jim's desk, and it was really up to Jim to sign it. Now, Jim, dodging some NCAA investigation, when he goes to the NFL, the biggest question is this: will those sanctions follow him to the NFL? Now, the NFL has set up a rule where they could levy penalties against Jim Harbaugh. My personal opinion, the NFL is bigger than this. They don't care about this, and they're going to move on. It's almost as if Harbaugh went to a country without extradition papers. Nothing's going to happen to him. That's my opinion. The NCAA can come down with some stuff, but I just think that the NFL is a billion-dollar industry. Why would they do the NCAA a favor when they really don't need to? So that means that, look, there's still pending investigation coming down from the NCAA. Michigan will probably still get hit, but I don't think they'll get hit as hard. I think the NCAA really wanted to go after Harbaugh. But whoever is left, and I think Sherrone Moore will be the head coach. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But whoever is left will have to deal with the fallout. And it could be a coach who had nothing to do with this, really receiving the brunt of the punishment. So the NCAA is not going to stop because he left.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're Michigan, now you got a couple of things. The biggest thing is who's next? Who's on your coaching watch list? And to me, it would start and begin with Sherrone Moore. You saw what he did starting with the Penn State game, and then he also won at Maryland. He won to beat Ohio State. He kept the ship steady while Harbaugh was suspended at the end of the year. Whether it was running the ball the entire second half against Penn State or just the masterful game plan and beating the Buckeyes, not a lot of people can say they beat Ohio State. Think about that. That's the feather in his cap. Now, you're also looking at, you know, some other people. Brian Kelly is a name that I'm hearing from LSU. I can see that. Brian Kelly is established. He's, you know, former Notre Dame coach. He knows this area. And if you're Michigan, that would be a pretty good hire for you if you got Brian Kelly. But I don't think you need to, because with Sherrone Moore, everything stays as is. With Sherrone Moore, you probably won't get people hitting the portal, because here's the thing. You got guys like, Will Johnson, Mason Graham, Moore. You don't want them to be poached, because now that Harbaugh is gone, they have 30 days where they can enter the portal. Sherrone Moore means you keep the band together. Sherrone Moore means that everybody stays in place and nothing's going to change. Offense stays the same. He's your O-line coach. He's your OC. He'll just have to go out and find a defensive coordinator. But pretty much things will stay as is. If you bring in a guy like Brian Kelly or, you know, some of the other names I saw, I'm not even going to – like P.J. Fleck. Michigan's bigger than P.J. Fleck. Michigan's not desperate. Michigan's not going to go after somebody like that. But you are going to get the SEC teams and say, heck, maybe even Ohio State tries to purge and come up with some NIL package to steal a kid like Will Johnson, who, though he's a legacy kid, he's already won a title. These kids all won titles. They got the ring. So now it's about the money and how much money can I make before I go on to my NFL career. I did everything for Michigan. I bought Michigan a national title. That's going to be the biggest question mark, is can you hold on to your star and key players for the next 30 days so they do not hit the portal? And speaking of portal, the next thing you have to do if you're the University of Michigan, you pick your head coach. And like I said, Sherrone Moore should be your guy. Then you got to go get a quarterback. You got Orji. You got Jaden Davis. I think the quarterback for Michigan is on some other roster right now. If you're Michigan, unfortunately, because Harbaugh kind of held everybody hostage, you're not going to go out and get the cream of the crop quarterbacks as you saw that went all around to the different teams. You're going to have to wait until the end of spring practices and see who lost their job. really. And you're going to have to go after that guy and bring that guy in to be your starting QB, because I don't think that you have your starting QB for next year. So that's going to be something. And by then, you'll probably know, hopefully, what your sanctions will be or close to that, because Michigan's schedule is going to get a lot tougher than it was last season. They're going to play a lot. I mean, starting off with Texas in week two, plus the new Big Ten teams that are coming in here, it's going to be an uphill battle. It won't be the cupcake schedule that you had last year. That's another reason why I think Sherrone Moore can keep this thing going. He can keep this. He can keep everything steady, and this team will keep going forward. He's probably not going to get a long contract. And if I'm Sherrone Moore, the other thing about Moore, though, because he was there while all of these things were going on, will the NCAA say, well, you know what? You knew what was going on as well. So therefore, we're going to penalize you. Maybe not as tough as we would have penalized Harbaugh, but this happened on your watch as well. That's going to be the interesting stipulation of what's going to happen with Moore in the NCAA. Whereas if it was a brand new coach, let's just say it was Brian Kelly, they may just come in and say, you know what? You cleaned house. They're all gone. And we'll just say no harm, no foul. Don't do it again. Here's your warning. If it's Moore, you were here while this was all going on. You benefited while this was all going on. You won a title while this was all going on. So therefore, we're going to go ahead and slap you with some type of a penalty. If you're Moore, get it in your contract that you can't let this be held against you because you weren't the head guy at that time, at that moment. That's going to be the biggest thing for him to do. But yeah, if you're Michigan right now, I think you'll be okay. It's going to be a tougher season next year, but we all thought that. Good news is you don't have to deal with the Harbaugh drama anymore. He did what he was going to do. He won you a national title, and now he's moved on to the NFL where he's been flirting for all these years. Who's going to be your next coach? I'll probably do more of these, but I don't think that I will. I think that it's going to end up being Sherrone Moore. Even if he's the interim coach for a year and you do an extensive search starting next season, but I think once he gets it, he's going to earn the job. But he's 9 times out of 10, I think he's going to be your coach opening kickoff in September. He's going to be your coach leading the practices during the summer. He's the guy. He got it done. He showed me a lot. He's young. He's hungry. He's up and coming. And I think if you're Michigan, he's the coach that will stick around for a long time. I don't think he's a guy that's going to jump ship the second he gets success and leave to go to greener pastures. I think that if you get Sherrone Moore, you probably have your not forever coach, but your new forever coach when it comes to college football. Well, he'll be there for 10 years, maybe 15 years, and then move on. But at that point, you're probably going to be tired of him anyway. But I think he's young enough that he could be the guy that can lead you for the next 10 years, at least if you give this man a shot, which I think it should be. Also, you got to watch the portal and make sure that none of those players, and I think he could keep the players on the team and not jumping into the portal and not seeing greener pastures. Because remember, they got the ring. Now it's about making money for themselves with NIL deals. And when a team like Georgia calls, it's going to be difficult to say, nah, I want to stay in the 7-3-4. I want to stay in Ann Arbor. So that's your latest on what's going on. Jim Harbaugh to the NFL. He's headed to the LA Chargers. Michigan is now going to be looking for a new head coach. They've come out with statements from Ward Manuel to Santa Ono, the school president, you know, thanking Jim for everything that he'd done, saying that they did their best to try to retain him. Guys, point blank, I don't think he wanted to be there. The contract's been on his desk for a long time. He could have signed it. He didn't want it. He wanted immunity from the NCAA. He knew it was going to come down the pipe eventually, and he left. Will the NFL enforce those things? I don't think so, but the NFL put a rule in there saying that they can. I would not hold my breath if you're looking for some type of retribution from Jim Harbaugh and the NFL. I just don't think it's going to happen because the NFL is just bigger than this. The NFL doesn't care about this. So those are my thoughts on Jim Harbaugh leaving and what's next for Michigan. Thanks for watching, subscribing, and liking the 5-Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. I will be back talking a little Big Ten hoops a little bit later on, early in next week. Until then, I'll see you later.